You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'm sure you remember St. John Paul II's invitation to us not to be afraid. Certainly he himself was not afraid to stand up to the trials of life in defence of others, neither as Pope nor as priest back in Poland. To mark 2 years since his canonisation, on the 27th of April 2014, I thought I'd share with you a programme focusing on his life in Poland under the communist regime, which features interviews done at the time of his pontificate. Stay tuned. Most people remember where they were when they heard Pope John Paul had passed away. But those who belong to an older generation may also recall the clamour surrounding his election to the See of Peter, his words at the balcony when he admitted to being afraid of becoming the pastor of the Universal Church. An admission which to most of us sounds paradoxical, as those who closely followed his pontificate know all too well. What we all remember was his invitation to us to be courageous. Non abbiate paura, he was wont to repeat, meaning, do not be afraid. What I'd like to do in a few moments is bring you a feature I put together at the time of this Polish pontiff's pontificate, in which I highlight his courageous approach to life. So do stay tuned and make yourselves comfortable and mentally prepare yourselves to listening to the sound of his booming voice in the early days of the pontificate, carefully recorded by our Vatican Radio sound engineers for us to hear today, as well as to the personal witness of some of those who knew him both before and after he became Pope, beginning with a Nigerian cardinal.
John Paul II put the church on the map of the world and in the corridors of those who make policy, as perhaps no other pope in our times. Not just because he visits countries, but he meets the intellectuals, the people who govern. What type of government has he not met in this world? Holy and unholy, those who respect human rights, those who never heard of it.
Nigerian-born Francis Arinze was created cardinal by John Paul II, becoming one of the Pope's closest advisors.
He welcomes suggestions. When it comes to taking a decision, when it is right, he does take a decision. He also transmits what he teaches, he advises, he encourages. You know where he stands on major problems touching church and society. People know where the Pope stands. They know what he's saying. He is not afraid.
The poor people and poor nations, poor in different ways, not only lacking food, but also deprived of freedom and other human rights. We judge those people who take these goods away from them, amassing to themselves the imperialistic monopoly of economic and political supremacy at the expense of others.
One of the most tough men in the episcopate toward this communistic regime. One of the reasons was that in the same Kraków, he organized the way in such a way that many people who have been in opposition have his protection. It was very tough.
Marianist father Andrzej Szostek was a student at the University of Lublin when he first met Professor Wojtyła, Archbishop of Krakow. It was 1967. That same year, Karol Wojtyła received the Cardinal's Red Hat. Professor Szostek recalled the incredible moral strength of a man who stood up to the communist regime in no uncertain terms.
Members of this underground opposition. That was Wojtyła. All the people knew it, that Wojtyła is trying to help them, you know, because of his sermons, very strong ones, many times, very strong ones, very clear, with no hesitation, because of the churches which have been built in his diocese, which from the regime point of view was not legal.
When we got into the secondary school, then he was one of the leaders, because he had that gift which not many people have, not to argue with anybody, but by the influence of his way to make them accept his line of thinking.
For 11 years, Jerzy Kluger attended the same local school as Karol Wojtyła in Wadowice.
Oh, he was a very, very nice boy. He was quite serious, but not too serious. And he was the best in the class in practically all subjects as a student, never studying too much, but sort of more intelligent than all the rest of us.
No, la vita culturale era molto viva, molto affascinante.
Professor Stanisław Grigiel, a former student and longtime friend of Karol Wojtyła's. According to him, Cardinal Wojtyła was adamant the Church should provide the context for truth to be proclaimed.
E Wojtyła era capace di raccogliere, di radunare intorno a sé questi uomini.
From a cultural point of view, Krakow was a fascinating place to be in the 1970s. Cultural circles were abuzz with enlightened discussions of a philosophical, poetic or scientific nature, and Cardinal Wojtyła was at the heart of it all. His home became a reference place where intellectuals, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, could meet freely. Even the occasional communist would steal in under the cover of darkness, despite the risk of being caught.
Well, I think he's very understanding and very open to all opinions and to all sorts of people. This may also be the result of a...
Countess Wanda Jaduszyckańska shared what she described as a very dramatic discussions regarding the political situation in Poland with her fellow countryman, John Paul II.
Morale Christianitatis, but it has also been said that it was an asylum hereticorum, which is quite antinomic. But it means that he can conciliate so many points of views. He's open to dialogue with all sorts of people, with all sorts of nations, with all Christians and with all religions. This mentality is very characteristic in our history. Also, another characteristic is that we had a tradition of morality and ethics being obligatory in politics.
For the disciple of Christ, solidarity is a moral duty stemming from the spiritual union of all human beings who share a common origin, a common dignity, and a common destiny.
Ricordo nel 78 quattro prediche da quattro altari.
On several occasions, the pulpit provided Cardinal Wojtyła with an opportunity to speak out against the communist regime. During the Corpus Christi procession of 1978, he was particularly forthright.
Durante la processione del Corpus Domini,
I recall how sparks seemed to fly out of his eyes as he stopped to deliver the harshest of homilies against the communist regime. He did this four times along the way. Each time his message was the same. Whosoever threatens Catholics, he thundered, threatens the very substance of the Church.
Sapeva dire una parola nel momento giusto. Ricordo una volta sono stato chiamato dalla polizia.
Not only was he publicly supportive of us as Catholic intellectuals, but he provided us with inspiration as well. For example, while I was teaching at the Catholic University and writing articles for the Catholic magazine Znak, one day I was summoned by the secret police. I was frightened, so I went to Cardinal Wojtyła for advice. All you have to do, he said, is tell them the truth. Tell them you're simply following the Cardinal's instructions. Before I left the room, he added, "Don't worry, you'll know what to say when the time comes." His words had an incredible calming effect.
E guardi, ha detto così che mi tranquillizzò come una fortissima pastiglia. Ero tranquillo.
It is a paradox. 33 years of communist regime, what did they produce? A pope, the first Slavonic Pope. And I think this Pope and Mother Teresa are our Lord's tremendous jokes in front of communism.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.